Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship, no ordinary praise. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior Jesus Christ, with a new teaching, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi William, host of Daily Fire, Monday through Friday, live at 7 a.m. Eastern, and Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, live Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I am glad to be back with you. I've been out with laryngitis, and every time I felt I'd recovered enough, I'd talk because I also had trial, and then I'd end up not feeling well again. So I am happy to be home with you on Daily Fire. Our topic for today is for the next 7 days. For the next 7 days. And our scripture comes from the book of Joshua, chapter 6, verses 2 through 16. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to both broadcasts with me. On Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, you can call in by dialing 323-870-4180, 323-870-4180, or you can tune in live online from my ministry website, rossi.org, on the broadcast page. On Wednesdays at 7 p.m., when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, you can tune in using that same method by calling the same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rossi.org, on the broadcast page. That's rawsi.org. Now, if you cannot tune in live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern to Daily Fire, you can find the podcast by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. That's text the message DF to phone number 33222, so you receive the recording at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. Also on Wednesdays, you'll receive a text reminder when we go live for Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, because that is not recorded. It's no topic off limits. I take your questions and comments live on air, so we don't record Real Talk. Now, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rawsi.org, rawsi.org. You can also contact me there, send me your prayer requests as well as your testimonies, and make your donations there to support Rossi Williams Ministry. I am preparing to go live on TBN for a television show, and as you know, that costs thousands, if you didn't know. So I am definitely asking you to donate to Rossi Williams Ministries, and you can donate there on the website or via Cash App, $Rossi Ministries, $Rossi Ministries, for whatever the Lord lays on your heart to help me spread the gospel, which helps you to become a soul winner. Now, all of this information is at rossi.org. Let's go into the Word. I'm in the book of Joshua, chapter 6, verses 2 through 16. I got a fired up word and prayer for you today. And the Lord said unto Joshua, reading from the KJV, "See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and a mighty man of valor. And you shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets, and it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priest, and said unto them, Take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, Pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the 7 priests, bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns, passed on before the Lord, and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the rearward came after the ark, and the priests going on, and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, Ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then shall ye shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord. Don't you feel the anointing, brothers and sisters? And 7 priests, bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns, before the ark of the Lord went on continually, and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them. But the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. Stay with me, we're almost finished. Glory to God. And 7 priests, bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns, before the ark of the Lord went on continually, and blew with the trumpets, the armed men went before them. But the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, and the priests going on, and blowing with the trumpets. And the 2nd day they compassed the city once, and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. Pay attention to these last 2 verses. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early about the dawning of the day, and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. Come on and praise God for his word. Say amen. What is our topic today for the next 7 days? On this past Sunday, our jurisdiction, the Florida Eastern jurisdiction of the Church of God in Christ, was in holy convocation, and it culminated on Sunday. And our bishop, which is Bishop Jimmy L. Williams, preached the sermon as he does on Sundays, that last day. And as he was preaching, and he was just preaching about the word and living right and the different things we do to try to fix things which are not successful. And he was giving examples. And one of the examples, he said it was so funny, but it was so, profound. He talked about, for instance, how as women, we are single and we're trying to do the different things to change a man or to get a man. And he made the comment, he said, and you will say, oh, when I put this on him, you know, oh, he's going to straighten up. He's going to do right. And then he said, but he done already had that put on him and it didn't change him. because you knew who he was when you got with him, or you knew who he was when you married him. And the same thing, you know, for the men, you knew she or he was a homebody when you married him, and now you're mad because the person won't go out with you all the time. Or you knew that they only liked this particular thing, but you married them saying, I was going to change the person. And he talked also about us being in sin and needing to change, but our human efforts, glory, being inadequate. So he made this statement, and it just did something in my spirit. He said, for the next 7 days, I want you to begin to pray. I want you to intercede. I want you to pray and intercede differently and watch God come in and bring about your victory for the next 7 days. So here we are today, and I really wanted to start this on Monday, but I had laryngitis, and because I had a civil trial, I was saving my voice for that, and even got in trial and could barely speak, and had to tell the jurors during the voir dire that, you know, I got some water over there and some halls, and when you see me with it, it's because of my voice. But thank God, even with that, we won with a unanimous verdict. So yesterday, I just took time to really heal my voice. But for the next 7 days, all we're really going to be focusing on here on Daily Fire is going into intercessory prayer. We're going to pray for different things, and then I'm going to ask you or task you to pray at 7 p.m., whatever time your 7 p.m. is, whether you're Eastern, Central, Mountain, or Pacific, to go back into prayer with your family or with yourself on that same thing where you can really talk with God about it. So we're getting ready to go into intercessory prayer. And today we are interceding just for you, just for me, just for us as individuals to get ourselves back into alignment with the Lord. Hallelujah. And the difference between just regular prayer and intercessory prayer is that when you intercede, you are really in a place of prayer where you are like Jesus when he prayed before he was crucified, and the Bible said the sweat ran down him like great drops of blood. You're not just saying words, but you are living the words, breathing the words, feeling the words, standing in the gap and standing in proxy. So today, we stand in proxy for our own souls, our own lives, our own desires, our own, hallelujah, our own abilities to follow the kingdom. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, and just begin to thank him. Just begin to praise him. Oh, Lord, we magnify you today. God, we honor your holy name. Lord, we lay ourselves before you, naked and vulnerable spiritually, asking you, God, to turn the light of and unto us, Father. Expose our faults. Expose our weaknesses. Expose our lust. Expose our sin unto ourselves, Father, so that we can come to you in honest hearts, with honest minds, with sincere desires to live in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, hallelujah, we give ourselves unto you. Father, hallelujah, we give our lives unto you. Hallelujah. Father, we just say, have your way. Oh, Lord, we say, have your way in us, God. Father, we come repenting for everything that we haven't done, everything that we haven't said, every time we haven't witnessed, every time we have not prayed, every time, Lord, we have not been grateful, every time we have not appreciated you, Lord, every time we haven't spent time with you, but Father, we've just been leaning on you like you're a genie or a Santa Claus or a sugar daddy, just coming when we wanted something. Instead of being willing vessels, Father, to spread your word, willing vessels to be soul winners. Father, we just ask you to bless our minds, bless our mouths, God, bless our
our abilities, Lord, to not be ashamed of the gospel. As women, Father, help us not to leave our crown. Help us not to lay down our crown of virtue, not to lay down our crown of self-esteem, not to lay down our crown of self-empowerment, to settle for less, not to settle for less. But help us to understand the beautiful queens that we are, whether we're black or white, brown or yellow, short or tall, fat or skinny, whether we're poor or rich, whether we're educated or uneducated, whether we're single or married, divorced or separated. Help us to know that you made us wonderfully, fearfully, and beautifully, and you see the beauty in us. Help us to walk with a regal walk. Help us to talk with a regal talk. Help us understand who we are in you, Lord. And Father, as men, help the men, Lord, to be the providers. Help them to be the leaders. Help them to be good fathers, good sons, good brothers, good uncles, good husbands, Lord. Help them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, as we go about our day, help us, Lord, not to have hostility and unrighteous anger in our hearts. Help us to speak forth love, the love of God. Help us to speak forth edification and exhortation. And even when we have to rebuke, even when we reprimand, Father, help us to do so for the glory of your name. Now, Lord, we glorify you because, Father, we are the light sitting on the hill. Father, we are the salt of the earth. The power of life and death is in our tongues. And, Father, we will speak life. Oh, Lord, we will speak life for the next 7 days. We are compassing the walls of Jericho in our lives. Father, for every trial, every tribulation, every obstacle, every defeat, every addiction, every sin. Father, every bit of depression and mental health issues, every financial issue, God. Father, for everybody who told us we wouldn't make it, we're just compassing the walls of Jericho for the next 7 days in prayer. And we are looking for the walls to fall down. We are believing the walls will fall down in the name of Jesus. Glory. Lord, we are changed. Hallelujah. We are changed today. We are changed, Father. We are changed, Father, to the glory of you, to the beauty of you, to the wonder of you, Lord. We just say hallelujah. Oh, we magnify you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We're interceding for our own lives, our own souls, our own ministries, our own anointing, our own selves, God, that we would be. Hallelujah. Whom you've called us to be. Oh God, we just thank you. The devil is bound and the victory is ours. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ that loved us. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord comes in and lifts up a standard against him. We are your anointed. We are your victors. We are blessed coming in and blessed going out. We are blessed coming in and blessed going out. We are blessed coming in. We are blessed coming in. We are blessed. Blessed coming in. We are blessed in the city and blessed in the field. We are blessed when we rise and blessed when we sit. We are blessed when we speak. We are blessed when we're silent. We are blessed in our visions. We are blessed in our plans. We are blessed in our strategies. We are blessed in our homes. We are blessed in our cars. We're blessed when we're walking. We're blessed in the bus. Wherever we are, God. Hallelujah. We bring down the walls of Jericho. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Father, we say thank you. We say thank you for the next 7 days. For the next 7 days, we're going to come past the wall of Jericho, not through our own strength, but quietly through the faith and strength of you and intercessory prayer. In 7 days, we're going to see the walls coming down. And we're going to take the city of our lives, families, kingdoms, and everything that you gave to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Look, brothers and sisters, our time is mine. But let me do the altar call and then we're going to end. But you keep thanking the Lord because you've been liberated today. The chains have fallen. For those of you who are unsaved or backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Glory. Now, Father, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In the name of Jesus, I've been liberated. All the chains have fallen. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to the family of Christ. Everybody just praise him. Wherever you are, just praise him and thank him. You're a new person now. If any man be in Christ, the old man, all things have become new. The old man has passed away. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now listen, we are having revival, back to school revival at our church tonight. So I will not be doing real talk, grown folks Bible study, but come out and worship with us at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue in Miami. The church is in a Liberty City neighborhood, and its address, if you couldn't write it down, is on the contact page of my ministry website, rawsi.org, rawsi.org. Everything you need is there. Now, I want you to bless someone else's soul today by sharing this broadcast, because some other people need the walls to come down. Text the message DF to phone number 33222, so you'll get the text of the recording. Then you can forward the text to them. Also, the recording will be on my ministry website, rawsi.org, after 8 a.m. Eastern. All right, our topic for today is for the next 7 days. Your task for today is at 7 p.m. to go back into intercessory prayer, where you are really laying out to God the things about you that you know you need to say. And when you finish, it's done, okay? Tomorrow we're going to pray for our families and children. So you make sure you get others to tune in with me. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow. Do what God said. Intercede, believe, and march about your tribulation for the next 7 days, and the wall will come down. See you tomorrow. Change is coming.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out the door.